For KZYX News, I'm Forrest Glyer.
So we have a broad spectrum of participants today. Some of you work directly in economic development as your primary mission, and for some of you, it's something that you impact through the work that you do in other fields. And for some people, it may just be something you're very interested in.
That was Heather Gurewitz in her opening remarks to a crowd of about 150 people at the Mendocino County Economic Summit held at Wilt City Hall last Wednesday. Gurewitz is the executive director of the Economic Development and Financing Corporation, or EDFC, who hosted the event. They're a Mendocino County-based nonprofit group dedicated to helping local businesses and entrepreneurs that formed in 1992 as part of the summit that year. The event brought together a wide variety of community members, including business owners, nonprofit representatives, and elected officials, including four county supervisors.
So by bringing all the partners together today, we hope to really approach it from a very global view and look at what everyone's doing in this county to improve the economy of Mendocino County, and also to look at what we can do better in the future.
The event began with three guest speakers who talked about strategies to encourage and stimulate business in the county. The first was Dr. Keith Taylor, who is a research professor and community development specialist based out of UC Davis. He emphasized building up the local business community from within, rather than engaging in what he called smokestack chasing, essentially seeking big businesses to come in and set up shop to produce more jobs.
So in terms of our economic development toolbox, we're only digging into one tool, really, this attraction retention idea. There's surely got to be more tools that are out there, right? And it's this idea that we keep revering these job creators. Please come to our community. You're going to help us. You're going to make us better. And there's this implied social contract. But what happens when we automate the economy? What happens when we have this new technology that comes online? What I find is we end up making excuses for these folks that lay off all these people in our communities. They just got all these wonderful subsidies and whatnot. And the excuses, it's just how the markets work, man. This is business. In my mind, I'm thinking, why are we giving money to the folks that don't really care about us?
Taylor also spoke highly of the cooperative model for communities to look at in terms of expanding their business opportunities.
So yeah, I'm talking about cooperatives here. There is this sleeping giant in our economy that we're not really engaging with, and I want to talk about that briefly. So what you're able to do with these cooperatives, let's say you want to do something to help out the small businesses. Small businesses have a harder time in rural areas. How are they going to compete against big investor-owned firms like Amazon? How are they going to get scale and economic power? If they can connect to a purchasing co-op, they can do a lot. So your Do It Best store here is able to compete against Home Depot and all these other companies because they're part of this bigger purchasing cooperative.
The speakers that followed, Susan Brown and Heidi Pickman, were representatives from the organization CAMEO, or California Association for Micro Enterprise Opportunity. They agreed with Taylor that strategies which emphasize local skills and talent were key to success. Here's Pickman.
We're here, to talk about the local entrepreneurial ecosystem. And I want to thank Dr. Taylor for giving us the perfect intro and making the case for why a strong local entrepreneurial ecosystem is important. And basically, it's developing the entrepreneurs and the entrepreneurial talent in your community and not going outside. And it is a shift in how people normally do economic development.
Following the speakers, attendees broke into 9 different discussion groups with facilitators to focus on areas of interest with titles such as poverty alleviation, housing, and entrepreneurship. After that, there was a time set aside for cross-pollination, where people from the various groups intermingled to talk about the topics they discussed and how they were interconnected. Lastly, Gurewitz returned to the podium to allow those in the audience to share some of the important items that stood out to them. Here's Scott Perkins, who works in the Community Development Department for the City of Fort Bragg. He led discussions for the group titled Local Employers Focus Group.
So our table number 6, we came up with 2 sort of overwhelming common themes as we discussed amongst ourselves what our earlier breakout groups went through. And they were workforce development, which can take a couple of different forms. That could be education and training, transportation, childcare, access to technology. And the second one that came up pretty much with every group was housing, and that goes to the workforce conversation, quite a bit too. And one thing that came up that would be really helpful is better collaboration between our schools, whether they be our public schools at the high school level, community colleges, or workforce training organizations, and their partnerships with specific industries.
When it was suggested that ideas from the Economic Summit be shared with the County Board of Supervisors to urge them to act, Second District Supervisor John McCowan had this to say.
So I'd like to second Martha's invitation. Put pressure on the Board of Supervisors. By all means, and your city councils, but not only put pressure and say, here's a huge problem, you've got to fix it. When there's something that is coming forward that is on the agenda that will actually help fix it, show up and support what that issue is, because you can be sure the people who don't want anything to change will be there. So if you want to see certain things happen in your community, it really helps if you turn out and support it. Thank you.
In an interview afterwards, Gerwitz said she felt the Economic Summit overall was a big success, with a higher turnout than expected and community members that were very engaged.
Like I said, it was beyond my expectations today. I really feel like the community showed up. I feel like, you know, the organization showed up. People were here really wanting to go forward. So that energy really means a lot. Makes my job easier.
She said that the EDFC will likely continue to host Mendocino County Economic Summits in the future, every other year or so, or perhaps more if those in the community feel there is a need. Forrest Glyer, KZYX News.